Amen. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So in today's gospel reading, Jesus is continuing his Sermon on the Mount. He's speaking to those whom he just declared to be blessed. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, to live the Beatitudes is our way forward in this life, and it is also our blessing. You blessed ones, Jesus says, are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Our blessedness, however, is not for ourselves alone. It is a gift to us to be held and to be used for the life of the world. So the Christian life is not a life that's lived in isolation from others. It's not a life that is lived without regard to others. If we do not flavor this world with Christ, we are like salt that has lost its saltiness. If we do not illuminate darkness with Christ's presence, we are like light that's hidden under a basket. We are useless. We are not living as the people Christ knows us to be, and we have rejected our own blessedness. Some of us will hear Jesus' words and think that we need to become something we are not, or that we need to get something that we do not yet have. That is not, however, what Jesus says. He does not say that we should become salt. He says we already are salt. He does not say that we are to become light. He says that we already are light. We already are. We already have what we need. Now it's up to us to go and to live the life of ones who have been blessed, ones who are the salt and the light of the world. This is really the call to make our inner life and our outer life come into congruency. Our actions and our beliefs must reflect and reveal each other. Our faith in Jesus, our life of prayer, our blessedness must be made visible by how we live, by how we speak, by how we act. In public, they must become the foundation for all of our relationships with people, with family, with friends, with loved ones, with strangers, and with our enemies as well. It's one thing to believe in Christ. It's another to live a public life that demonstrates our belief in Christ. We can say our prayers, we can sing our praises to God, but if it doesn't govern or guide our actions in this world, perhaps they're just self-serving words. Perhaps we should spend less time speaking the truth about God and spend more time doing the truth of God. What is that truth? How do we do truth? The prophet Isaiah is clear in our first reading this morning. It's clear and concrete about how we do God's truth. It reads, "We loose the bonds of injustice. We undo the thongs of the yoke. We let the oppressed go free." It means we share our bread with the hungry. We bring the homeless poor, Isaiah says, into our house, and we do not hide ourselves from each other. We do not hide ourselves from each other. It means that we don't point at one another in condemnation and we don't speak evil of another person. We satisfy the needs of the afflicted. In short, really doing God's truth means doing what is right, what is godly. We live with and we care for each other in such a way that our blessedness makes a difference in the lives of those around us. This is how we live our lives. Our light breaks forth and darkness is dispersed. That light is the presence and the love of Jesus Christ. As we live for others, we discover that our soul is healed, that our own needs are satisfied, that our life is rebuilt. And God is ever present, saying, "Here I am." The meaning, the significance, and purpose of our life are found in the life and the well-being of another. That is what both Christian and Muslim protesters in Egypt have discovered. I recently saw this picture. It's an older picture, but I just, in the last few days, saw this. And it's a picture of young Egyptian men all standing side by side, holding hands, and forming a human chain. It was a chain of protection. Behind the chain were Egyptian Muslims prostrating themselves in prayer. That's a picture of salt and light. The meaning, significance, and purpose of our life are found in the life and well-being of another. That is what the volunteers at Hale Kaukau Soup Kitchen and Kialoho Food Pantry have experienced as they collect and pack and give food to the hungry and the poor of this town. They are not, however, just distributing food. They are distributing salt and light. It's the same thing with our Keiki Clothing Exchange. Our volunteers are giving clothing and supplies for babies and children and diapers and toys and books to the public. And they aren't just giving those things away. It's not all it is. They are giving away salt and light. The meaning, significance, and purpose of our life are found in the life and well-being of another. Every time we offer forgiveness, every time we offer and seek reconciliation, every time we act with compassion, we sprinkle a little bit of salt all around us. Every time we speak a word of hope, we work for justice, or we do for another what we would have them do of us. Our light pushes back the darkness. Much of our world is dark and tasteless. Too many people live a bland existence amongst the shadows. The world and its people need some flavor. They need some light. They need you and they need me to make a difference. So I want to leave you this morning with these two questions. I'll probably read them both twice. First question: how are we, how are you, being salt, flavoring the life of another person? How are we, how are you, being salt, flavoring the life of another person? Question number two: where is your light, where is our light, dispersing darkness? Where is your light, our light, dispersing darkness? Think about those things.